Headlines, I'm Ed Donahue. The first deaths from measles in the U.S. this year were in Pennsylvania. Governor Josh Shapiro says two people died.
Both of the individuals were from Lancaster County, and both were unvaccinated. We hope and we pray that those deaths will be the last.
The U.S. is enduring its worst year from measles since 1991. Governor Shapiro says death from measles is preventable.
We already have the tools to protect ourselves and our families from this disease, which is one of the most contagious diseases on the face of the earth.
Three people died in the U.S. from measles last year. Canada is answering back after getting hit with new U.S. tariffs. The Canadian tariffs cover about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel, dairy products, appliances, and farm equipment. President Trump has even talked about changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America in response. Paul Butler is in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit.
I pity the Americans because they have this guy in the, you know, top office. He's not doing any good for America. He's certainly not doing any good, honestly, for the rest of the world. Not that it would matter, but he's not doing anything of any service or justice for his own damn country.
Trade negotiations have collapsed between the U.S. and Canada. The Secret Service confirmed it is aware Iranian state media aired a video that appears to threaten the life of Barron Trump, President Trump's youngest son. A prosecutor in Wisconsin says he will not file election bribery charges against billionaire Elon Musk, even though the state's bipartisan elections commission says he likely broke state law. In Massachusetts, a psychologist testified Lindsay Clancy was criminally responsible for killing her three young children. Jurors are hearing the final witnesses in the trial. This is AP News. Progress is being reported in fighting a western wildfire.
Firefighters now gaining control of the Hawk Fire in Reno, Nevada, that's been burning since Saturday, forcing tens of thousands of residents to flee, including Tammy Jokel.
The fire was coming so close, we did see the flames, and that's when we just booked it. We just, like, grabbed everything we could.
Almost all, like John Hanbury, leaving with little, hoping for the best.
Flames were pretty close to my house, and the smoke was really thick, but we have no idea if our house survived or not, so.
Many did not, says Chief Richard Edwards with Truckee Meadows Fire District.
Discovered 32 destroyed homes and 6 damaged homes.
As of Monday, officials say the Hawk Fire was at 27% containment, spreading over 15,000 acres. At least 7 people, 3 first responders, 4 civilians, were injured. They also say humans are to blame for the fire, but did not say whether it was arson. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.